What's it say? What's the trick? Since you got it faster than anybody.
It's a Caesar cipher just by off by one letter.
Right. You just shift everything by one letter. So F actually stands for G, N stands for O, N stands for O, C stands for D, D stands for E. So what's the whole thing say?
Good evening. This lecture is about encryption.
Good evening, this lecture is about encryption. Okay? So, okay, as soon as you know the key, which is in this case a one, just say it's a one letter shift of the alphabet, then, what started off looking like a complete jumble just, collapses into triviality. You can almost read it. Unless, of course, I did it wrong, but I think I did it right. So, encryption is a key technology in the use of computers. And you're using it all the time. Right? And if you, there are lots of ways of securing computer data, but many of them involve, at some level, encrypting it in a way that it can't be decrypted easily. Hopefully, encrypting it in a way that it really can't be decrypted at all. And I these are, some things those of you who, read the chapter will see these things, but it's stunning to think how far back this goes. So here's Suetonius, The Lives of the Caesars, saying about how Caesar conducted his military exercises. If Caesar had anything confidential to say, he wrote it in cipher, that is, by so changing the order of letters of the alphabet that not a word could be made out. If anybody wishes to decipher these and get at their meaning, he must substitute the fourth letter of the alphabet, namely D, for A, and so with the others. So he just did a cyclic shift by three letters of the thing. And so, but the picture that you have to have in your mind is the same picture as we have today. So there's Caesar, and there's his general. And Caesar has a message he wants to give to his general. And he encrypts it in a certain way using a particular key. In this case, the key is shift by three. And the general knows that that's the key. And Caesar wants to send this message through territory he doesn't control or doesn't necessarily control, through places where others could eavesdrop, snoop, capture the messenger, whatever. And he wants the message transmitted in a way that, as long as the recipient knows what the sender knows, but the people in between don't know that, the people in between won't be able to decipher what he sends, and the person at the other end will. All right? So that's the sort of philosophy of encryption in the context where we're thinking about sending a message from one place to another. And as we'll, in the latter part of the talk, come back to, this happens all the time on computers, particularly network computers, right? When you read your email over a remote server, if you want to read email in a form where eavesdropper is in between, because remember, the internet is actually open. All of those message packets, all of the packets floating through the air and so on, are there for others to hear. Then you want your emails encrypted in between. If you communicate your American Express card number to Amazon, you're in exactly the same situation as Caesar was with his general. You want to get the message, here's my 12-digit credit card number, and you want to get it to Amazon, and somehow you want to do it in a way that Amazon will get exactly what you have sent, but nobody who intercepts the message in between could figure it out. So this is a problem from time immemorial. Okay, so the Caesar cipher is, like, a really trivial, and because there are only 26 variations on it, It's not very hard to crack. Actually, the Roman alphabet did not have a J or a W or a U, so there's actually fewer options than that. So it just involved letters, a simple table here, and here we've shifted it by three. What do we got here?
Goes from the bottom row to the top.
Oh, it goes from the bottom row to the top. Okay. G becomes J, D becomes G, and so on. And, you know, A becomes D, and so on. So this is a simple Caesar cipher. And, you know, you can write it out this way, you know, because this is a, but since it's only a cyclical shift, all you really need is a number between 1 and 26 to say how many, or 20 to 25 to say how many places things shifted to do a Caesar cipher.